Network.
You ready to start?
Yeah, well, I didn't intend to do this before the show, but one time I was at the gym, and somebody's like, hey, people hang photos at the front of people that are in good shape. I was like, 22. Take a photo, and they took it, and then years later, that photo got to the Chronicle. You go to the Austin Chronicle, and I look like Bruce Lee or something, because I was addicted to working out. I ran like 6 miles every other day, would lift weights like 2 hours a day. People were like, you're working out too hard to build muscle. And I'm like, I don't want to build muscle. I like to lift weights. And then I put everything into fighting the New World Order and just quit working out for about 8 years.
How did you wake up?
And then over like the next 6 years, I worked out a little bit. Once you get fat, it's like an uphill battle unless you do the
nutrition. You didn't know about
it. Well, I kind of knew, but I never did it. I'm just like, you know.
How did you – what woke you up? Were you always like this when you were a kid?
Go ahead and talk to the mic. I'm sorry. They're telling me to have you talk to the mic.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. They're just telling – I'm sorry. They're just telling you to talk in the mic.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Here you go.
No. You're on air. Just talk in the mic when you talk.
Oh, am I asking you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was asking you how you woke up. If you were a weightlifting jock when you were a kid, when you were in your early 20s, what woke you up? What got you started? Because you started really young. You woke up really young.
I wasn't even so much. I mean, I played football and stuff, but I wasn't so much even a jock. I just got addicted to working out.
So when did
I got high off of it?
When did you get into fighting the New World Order? What turned you on?
When I was about 21 or so. Seeing stuff happen, gun control, stuff like that. But enough about me. Getting back to longevity, I'm excited about kind of putting the public challenge out here. I didn't intend to do it today, but I am going to try to go down to 180 pounds.
There you go.
And
I'll be with you. I'll help you out every step of the way.
And Aaron, how much further do you plan to go down?
Well, that was basically my goal, too. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting real close.
180?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, you're getting close to it. And again, you're going to have an extended interview tonight. I just want to tell people the number. They want to give longevity a call and join the InfoWars team or ask any questions, 877-551-1301. You can also go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Ben and Aaron, in closing, any other points you guys would like to make?
I want to make this point. You owe it to yourself to try this, to just give it a try. If you're like most people, you're going to notice a difference in less than 2 weeks. If you're like most people, you're going to notice a difference almost right away. And you owe it to yourself to at least try the Beyond Tang and Tangerine. Ideally, get yourself on the Healthy Start Pack. It's $100 for the Healthy Start Pack. I think $110 for the Healthy Start Pack. It's around $40 or $50 for the Beyond Tang Tangerine. It's like $1.10 a day, $1.15 a day. You cannot afford to not do this. And when you start to see the difference, when you start to see the weight drop off, when you start to see your blood pressure drop, when you start to see your blood sugar markers drop, and when you start to see your skin improve, you're going to be hooked just like I am and just like you guys are.
Now, when you talk to your fellow pharmacists who know all this biochemistry.
They know this stuff. I love talking to pharmacists. I love talking to medical people because the medical people, believe it or not, the rank and file medical people, they understand this stuff. It's not the doctors per se as much as it's the medical model. It's the paradigm that's not.
And they know that the model's waking up, so now they're coming with government control where a computer tells them everything they've got to do.
That's right, and vitamin control too. You know, if we don't watch out, we're not going to have the right to do these things. Right now, we have the right to do our nutritional supplements, but it's not only a matter of time.
Well, they're making them like a drug.
They're making them like a drug, and they're limiting the amount of amount that you could take. Why are they so scared?
Europe's already done it.
Why are they so scared?
Dr. Dean Adel says that you should outlaw it, basically. And I've heard him say, if you don't take shots, you should be arrested. But I thought if they take the shots, they're protected. Why can't? Oh, because it's not protecting them. Now they have to admit vaccines are giving people the illness.
Why is the FDA so terrified of vitamins? Why is the medical paradigm, why do they feel they need to control the amount of nutrients that we put into our body? What could that be?
They lie and say that studies show vitamins and minerals aren't good for you.
Please. I mean,
that's like saying studies show oxygen isn't good for you.
Exactly. But by definition, a vitamin is a substance that if you don't have it, you suffer a disease. That's the definition of a vitamin.
It's like scurvy.
Exactly. Or beriberi. If you don't have the definition of a vitamin is a substance that if you don't have, you get a disease.
What's the one with iodine with the big
goiter?
Yeah,
iodine is another.
In fact, Richard Reeves had some questions. We'll have to ask those tonight. I'll switch you into the issue of minerals on the show tonight.
Okay.
7 o'clock Central. Great job to the crew. Great job to Aaron. And great job, Aaron, following what Ben Fuchs talked about, pharmacist Ben, and all, what you've done. InfoWarsTeam.com, ladies and gentlemen. And your purchase also supports the InfoWar and supports your body. We can have a revolution just on this front. exposing this corrupt medical system. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, back tonight, 7 o'clock.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, we've got pharmacist Ben Fuchs with amazing information joining us in studio in the last hour today. It is 12-12, the 12th day of December, 2011. I am your host, Alex Jones. We've got Glenn Spencer, who has been exposing our open borders and the North American Union plan for more than two decades. And now it is all completely in everyone's face. They've announced the North American security perimeter. They have announced through a new border deal the integration of all three countries, just as they started Europe as a so-called trade deal, then a border security deal, and even 15 years ago, if you talked about a European Union, you were called a conspiracy theorist in Europe. They kept saying, no, it's not a union. No, it's not a union. It's just an economic development zone. It's an agreement on steel tariffs. It's an agreement on security. It's an agreement on integration for the flow of goods and services. And then 2 years ago, Herman Van Rompuy, head of the EU, we played the clips here, comes out and says, we're setting up world government through this economic crisis. And they had the outgoing British Prime Minister Gordon Brown come out and say the same thing. Played that clip. Al Gore said the same thing. Played that clip. George Soros said the same thing. Played that clip. I mean, I played clip after clip. They're in Fall of the Republic. Clip after clip. Clip after clip. And we should probably do another newscast on the nightly news and then re-air it here, just showing all the announcements of world government and how they were going to set it up and how they were going to use derivatives and economic implosion. And then now here's the world government. I would talk about this. I had Nightline here. Was it earlier this year or late last year? I don't remember. And they're like, so you believe there's a world government being formed by megabanks? And I said, no, I don't believe it. That's like saying I believe in Lucky Charms. No, I know that world government's being set up, and I'd like to come show you some clips. And the anchor of ABC Nightly News, who was here, he's the weekend anchor, he said, I'm not going to look at it. And I said, come on. He said, okay. And I played some New World Order world government clips. And he said, well, they're talking about a different type of world government, and smiled at me. And then I went to dinner with his crew, and they were all nice people, nice on the surface, but it's still funny to them. And of course, they were nice to me. They said, oh, you're very successful. You reach millions of people. Yeah, I mean, at that colleague level, they were nice to me and were respectful. But it was, they knew they worked for one system, and I worked for what they call the losers, the American people, people that want freedom. You know, to them, it's a foregone conclusion, world government. But then they know they're not supposed to admit it's going on or say it's a bad thing. And it was really creepy. And the piece they did wasn't even that negative. It was just, here's a guy who believes in world government, and but he believes it, and it's only his belief, and basically it isn't true. So they just have that appeal to authority that we're ABC News, and we believe if we just make fun of this guy, people will listen to us, and that's not really the case anymore. That's not really the case anymore. You know, I raised the North American Union issue because Paul Watson's written articles out of quotes in major European newspapers where people like Étienne d'Avignon, the head of the Bilderberg Group, Viscount Étienne d'Avignon, and others say, we set up the euro to take over the sovereign countries through financial debt. You can pull these quotes up, and founders of the euro from 1957, quotes in the 80s and 90s, one is in the BBC about, we set it up to take over and get rid of the country's sovereignty. I mean, I was listening to Bloomberg Financial TV on XM a few weeks ago, driving along at about 11 o'clock at night, been working late, and I actually heard them all, I've heard it many times, say, yeah, it's undemocratic what we're setting up in Europe. And, yeah, Wall Street and the big mega banks are actually taking it over and getting rid of their sovereignty. And that's actually a good thing that people not be able to vote their way out of this once they're into this. And they went on and basically just bragged that there's now going to be a move. And then I went home and pulled it up. It was in the news. To get rid of the football teams, the national football teams, being named after Italy or Spain or Germany or France or the Netherlands or England, but they're now going to have Euro, you know, T-Rex, Euro Crusader, Euro, whatever the mascot is. They're debating making the teams not have the name of Spain or Italy or England, but have a new name. Like you get rid of the Houston Oilers and you call them, the Texas Titans, but it won't be Texas Titans. It would be EU Titans. Because they don't want any form of nationalism. Because the system they're replacing the nationalism with has none of the checks and balances that were built in to that national system. It's not saying that national system was perfect. It varies country to country. But under this new global system, there's nothing to even identify. It's just these corporate boards that tell the nation states what to do and are now going to get rid of them. They're saying, don't worry about the new EU unelected bureaucracy because we're just going to start phasing out your state governments within your national government and then cut back the size of your national government and finally just get rid of it. And make it administrative. In fact, I covered this 2 weeks ago. It's actually back there in the control room. Will somebody go get me The Economist? It's back there in the other control room, or maybe in my office now. It's somewhere. No, I think it's back in the control room. I showed it on TV, but I want to show it to you here because I keep remembering it and then wanting to show it to you. It's here in the office. again, I showed it on TV, the quotes. If you're a new listener, it's this month's Economist, or is it last month? I know it's got a jungle on the cover. And it says, well, yes, autocratic technocrats are taking over, and rule by experts is the way to go, not national auto-determination. And then, of course, that's a quote by David Rockefeller in the 90s when he thanks the media attendees. It was in 1992 in D'Avignon, France. And he says to him, you know, the rule of central bankers and finance capitalists is much, much, much more to be desired, to paraphrase it, than the auto-determination of NATO states, of, it's a Freudian slip, of nation states. And of course, then they set up NATO to militarily take over that. That's why I had the NATO point. But Sarkozy, we need Britain, but there are no two Europes. And of course, that's because Cameron is preparing to defend his veto. See, England, since the Treaty of London in the 1947, and then they had 10 years later the Treaty of Rome in 1957, which I've read, and you can read, it's online, that created the European Economic Community. Oh, you found it. Thank you. And once they had set that up, then they could start having the traitors in the governments transfer the power out to the unelected bureaucracies. And now they're to the point where Lord Monckton has corrected me, and the London Telegraph has also come out with the numbers. 82% of all national laws in the United Kingdom, Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales, you name it, all those sub-states, 82% of all of their laws are now made. This is key. Are now made by the unelected bureaucracy of the European Union. And your country, just like in the UN model of NGOs, gets to elect members of the EU Parliament, but the EU Parliament can only debate things and put a recommendation to the permanent bureaucracy, and all of them are either eugenicist scientists or Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, or Bank of England types. All of them. And then now they're saying, well, Spain's not doing what we want, Italy's not doing what we want, Ireland's not doing what we want, we're just going to put our new leader in. And you see this in Greece, you see this in Italy, where they actually put members of the European Central Bank from the bureaucracy, and it's admitted in the news, they say, rule by bankers. Now, I have here in my hands the articles where Cameron's coming out against this, and why is he doing this? Well, it's a sophisticated double game. The elites in England help set up, on record, the European Union with the Treaty of London and the Treaty of Rome. And now Germany and France want this expanded super euro to actually have some power by Germany and France, not just by the bureaucracy. And so Cameron is saying, no, I'm going to veto this. Because they want basically pure banker power, and for it to stay in the city of London, within London, the financial district, instead of going to Luxembourg and other areas, and then some of the Frankfurt in Germany, some of the other big financial centers. So that's the whole debate. And I saw a Time magazine headline last night. It was such deception. It said, Cameron bucks city of London. And I thought, man, I must be living in the Twilight Zone. That's a very bold lie. So I even went and looked up the British papers. They admitted defending the city of London's hegemonic control over world finance. Cameron, you know, outrages Sarkozy and Merkel. Every article, just hundreds of them linked there. And I read five or six just to make sure I was correct. And I tell you, they feed us pure disinformation here in the U.S. Yeah, here's that Economist. And this was the November 19th or 25th edition. It's weekly. The Magic of that goes through how migrant business networks are reshaping the world. That's the cover. And then it's got the quotes about getting rid of sovereignty and freedom. How great it is.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping
still. We are seeing incredible historical things unfold right now. I mean, here's the headline, Sarkozy. We need Britain, but there are no two Europes. French President Nicolas Sarkozy admitted on Monday the European Union was now a two-speed alliance, but insisted that Britain would not be forced out of the bloc single market. No, why should you? You're already making 82% of the laws in England. The members of the UK's delegation to the EU Parliament admit they don't have any power in it. So, of course, I mean, you've already basically taken England over. And people say, well, wait a minute, you were just saying England helped set up the EU. The elites, the globalists, the imperialists, the anti-free market monopoly men have used England and its military and its people as an engine of global domination for 300 years. And it's the same thing now with the United States in the last 50 or 60. We are controlled by these special interests. And right now, they're just different arms of the same system jockeying with what's left of national sovereignty and different sub-elites for who is going to come out on top. But they agree on the global government. They agree on destroying the family. They agree on the carbon taxes. They agree on getting rid of their borders. They're just using the vestiges of national sovereignty to try to get better positions on each other. This is how they're developing the New World Order. David Cameron, UK Prime Minister, will on Monday defend his decision, that's today, to veto a new EU treaty to enforce fiscal discipline in the Eurozone amid warnings from his coalition deputy that it could leave Britain isolated and marginalized. And this is austerity. And they don't cut you, even your private pension funds. The government is taking them over in Portugal and other areas. And use that to pay off government debts. That, of course, that's pure thieving as well. It's given to the mega banks that set up the euro and who created the derivatives. Most of this, over 90%, is their debt. And the only country to say no, and I know I talk about this a lot because it's key, is Iceland. For over a year, they protested, they demonstrated, they stopped paying their regular taxes, they started taking over banks and sit-ins. The police figured out they had no future. They got behind the people. Game over. And overnight it turned out, oh, my gosh, when they finally forced the finance minister out, 90-plus percent, was it 92, 93 percent, was not owed by the people, the 400,000 of Iceland and of Reykjavik, their main capital city that has most of the population in it. They were not debt serfs. See, the globalists wanted to bring them into debt to get all their natural gas, their oil, their incredible resources. That if you break it down, each Icelander is worth tens of millions of dollars. If you just look at what's been discovered in natural resources and fishing and oil and metals and everything. But the bankers wanted to get them into bondage. So they had their finance minister get deep into debt, investing the country in derivatives and tying the country's overall wealth and debts into the private banking consortium and the Bank of England's own debts. And then the media in Iceland played along with the hoax and said, oh, my gosh, you all owe around $400,000 apiece. And England had headlines, remember last year, of Icelanders are terrorists, may not be allowed to fly on British Airways or ever go to the continent of Europe if they don't pay their debt. And they just said, we don't owe it, we know it's a fraud, and then it all came out, it wasn't their debt. Came out earlier this year, what, back in January, that Ireland, fastest growing, best position in Europe, entered the euro after multiple votes, finally voted themselves in. Most countries didn't have that choice. If you believe the election, they voted it in by a narrow margin after trouncing it just a year before. And suddenly they go, you know what? You aren't doing well. You are bankrupt, and we've got to raise your taxes. And then even their own finance minister came out and said, it's best for Ireland to be run by foreign banks. That was a quote on TV, and the BBC carried it. Just plain view. It's best to be run by foreign banks. And it turned out there again, 90-plus percent of the debt was not Irish debt. Their government signed them on to Too Big to Fail. Remember Too Big to Fail in Europe and here? Now you never hear about Too Big to Fail. You never hear about the tens of trillions of debt we've been signed on to. The 1,500 quadrillion total. No. It's always about, oh, we have a $14.5 trillion debt. We've given the banks over $28 trillion in bailouts we know of. $16 trillion of it going to foreign banks. Oh, but you never hear about that. You only hear about how you've got to have your taxes raised. You've got to pay more for your water and your power. You've got to do all this for austerity. Now, when we come back, here's the big report, the big news. Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. They wanted it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame.
Monday through Friday,
Socialist States of America.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, thank you so much for joining us. In my hot little hand, we have some interesting information, and I'm going to be doing more on this later in the broadcast today. Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder, is coming to Austin on Tuesday. And, you know, I'm not afraid to go down there and protest him myself. I don't like getting in the presence of these wicked, wicked devils anymore. And he certainly is as wicked as the day is long. It's just that, it's not that I'm even so much tired, but that it is mentally painful to actually gaze upon them. When Attorney General Janet Reno came to the University of Texas and spoke in the big auditorium, I got up and got up to the microphone because I knew how to sit down towards the front and jump up when they went to questions. And I was third or fourth asking questions, and I brought up the congressional hearings had shown that Delta Force was there shooting the Davidians and that the FLIR footage showed it. And it made Reuters, AP, and a bunch of other publications. And, of course, there's famous footage of that online where she starts shaking uncontrollably. That was before she really had the Parkinson's bad and before they had said that in the media. And she wasn't shaking. I started asking the question, and, boy, her hands were just shaking full on. Then she gave me this demonic smile. But I have got so much to do. I've got the nightly news tomorrow. I've got all of it. But I'll probably end up going down there. Everybody needs to be there. And obviously, as soon as I get there, they'll have cops sit on both sides of me. And they'll try to tell me that I'm not allowed to get up and ask questions. And they'll let all the other media in, but it'll try to stop us. So we're just going to call UT. They always have a big setup of media down front. We'll call the media, call the UT media department, and say we're on the local radio, 590 AM, and we're on local TV, and we're media. You can't block us. We're coming down there with our cameras. And, of course, there's no rule against videotaping, but they always have control freaks, though you can. They can't stop all of us with our iPhones, the rest of it. Be there tomorrow. And I've been on the University of Texas website. They do not say when he is going to be there. They say doors open at 5:15. So I would imagine that probably means he's speaking at 6 or 7. Just get down there at 5:15 and get in the front first couple rows. Attorney General Eric Holder, you know, the guy caught lying to Congress and shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. CBS News got the memos last week, or a week and a half ago now. Oh, the guy who wanted to run a false flag terror attack that got thousands of Mexicans killed, hundreds of Americans, including three police officers and three Border Patrol. It's up to six now. And we all know the six cops is better than 1,000 Mexicans or 100 Germans or 10,000 Chinese or 10 million Mexicans or 10 million Americans. Of course, I'm being sarcastic there, ladies and gentlemen. The life of a U.S. citizen, a Mexican citizen, a Russian citizen is just as valuable as a police officer or Border Patrol. But the media normally hypes it up, though, when cops get killed. And it's terrible when police get killed. The point is that why aren't they talking more about this time? Because they don't want it discussed. Attorney General Eric Holder is scheduled to speak to University of Texas students on Tuesday evening. This little visit is from the Republicans, is sure to garner a much positive media attention and buzz from students. But there are many reasons we can't let the Obama administration message to these young minds go unchallenged. Here are three offhand. This is the Travis County Republican Party. Mr. Holder is against Texas drawing up its own redistricting plan. He aggressively opposes the voter ID bill our election legislator passed this season. And get this, he is for plans to involve the United Nations in elections in the U.S. Yeah, that was in AP and Reuters last year talking about Arizona. Now, let's stop there. Isn't it funny? The Republican Party of Texas and of Travis County does not mention here Fast and Furious. Does not mention lying to Congress. Does not mention that. They're telling Travis County Republican Party people and the young Republicans to go down there and protest him over redistricting and a bunch of inner party garbage. How about you go down there and say you are a criminal who's been caught perjuring to Congress and caught shipping guns into Mexico and narcotics back into this country? I'm glad that Richard Reeves, who works here in the office, brought this to my attention. I didn't know about this. I'm glad listeners emailed him. I guess the rest of us missed it. But we have some other articles about it we can put on screen here. There's an Austin American Statesman article on it and a couple others. It says, University of Texas welcomes U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to Austin. Isn't that just precious? And it goes on. We're going to track more of this and learn more. come and take a stand against the Obama administration and let's change some minds about elections integrity. And it goes on from there in this piece. They say, don't forget our Christmas party, the Republican Christmas party, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Andy Hogue, Communications Director, Travis County Republican Party, at andy.tcrp@gmail.com. How about, oh yeah, print that off for me, thank you. Or blow it up so I can read it, thanks. How about you go down there and go after him on something that makes Watergate look like an act of saving the children or something. Again, it says the doors will open at 5:15 p.m. Large bags, backpacks, and cameras will not be allowed in the auditorium. There will not be a reception following the program. Ah, isn't that just precious? But you know, ABC, CBS, and NBC Local, they'll all be in there because they're dutiful little servants who will show his anti-gun, anti-Texas, anti-national sovereignty UN speech about having the UN run our elections. The UN that runs around murdering people worldwide and is routinely caught doing it. And my head is spinning at this point. Well, they can't stop your iPhones. You know, I'm not a litigious person, but Rob Dew here in my office is suing Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for arresting him for no reason at the G20. He has it all on tape. He's up on a hilltop videotaping him, billy clubbing, women on bicycles for no reason, students who dare eat in the park at 8 o'clock at night. And they come up and arrest him and then go tie him up at a military base all night in the rain, basically, while they strip searched other people and laughed at him. And he saw trucks driving in with people with bags over their heads. And, I pay for the lawyer and stuff with the case. But then he went ahead with Stuart Rose and filed suit against him. But you know what? I need to call University of Texas and say, you know, you're taxpayer funded, you group of larcenous crooks at the top with your $100 billion permanent fund and all the rest of it. We know you're a big Ponzi scheme there, giving people degrees they'll never be able to use on average. And that the football thing is the only thing that, you know, even operates at the university as a front. It's certainly not the university my grandfather went to and ran track for and was roommates with. Who was the, that's just an interesting factoid. Who was the Dallas Cowboys first coach? Tom Landry. Yeah, he was roommates with Tom Landry. I mean, I'm nothing against the University of Texas. I've had family going there since it was founded. But it's not the University of Texas anymore. It's nothing but an envelope, a Ponzi scheme to have media takeovers, football team purchases, baseball team purchases. It's just a front. It's just another leveraged buyout hedge fund. And this hedge fund, with their chancellor and the rest of them who sit around at their board meetings in giant gold thrones. I'm not kidding. Look up their meeting room online. They sit around in gold thrones, jacking up the parking and the tuition and everything else. And then they're saying no cameras will be allowed because we're God. Just 5 years ago, cameras were allowed. They won't be able to stop everybody going in with your iPhones and your droids. They're not going to be able to stop you. They don't want people seeing his lordship be heckled. Nothing embarrassing for him. Nothing can embarrass his lordship. Everybody's got to be down there tomorrow. Oh, man. It's very painful to be around sniveling university police on power trips and the political department's little minders that in their little suits who are practicing boot licking and all the rest of the sycophantic groveling that these little pimps engage in. Again, it's just being around them and looking at them is so disgusting. And to watch Holder slink in like the dirty mobster he is, it just grates on me. I need anger management. I don't need to be in their proximity. And so I'm leaving it open, but I have a sneaking suspicion I'm not going to be able to control myself. I'm going to have to go down there because I can only take so much of this. And I was going to get into the other big news here, but this really blindsided me during the break, being given this information. and I feel physically ill right now, even imagining them, watching the cops, how they get off on acting like you're evil and you're a terrorist and getting off on kissing up to the corruption and all of the political prostitutes that are in the LBJ school of public affairs and all the CFR and Trilateral Commission that are in that nest and the former NSA development and all of them, the former NSA directors there, all there just loving the evil. I mean, it's like being able to teleport back in time and going to a Nuremberg Nazi rally in 1937. I mean, I know these are evil people. This is the eugenics ruling class that is designing the GMO to sterilize us and give us cancer. That's putting the hundreds of toxic poisons in the water, including radioactive isotopes on record, that is running UN extermination and sterilization programs worldwide. To be in the same room with the main architect of the Oklahoma City bombing, it is... I deserve a few fringe benefits. I mean, I've been on the front lines for a long time. And I fight hard. I work 10 to 12 to 14 to 16 to 18 to sometimes 24 hours a day. On average, I probably work 14 hours, 16 hours a day. And I as a general in the fight for liberty, sometimes I just don't want to be near the devil. I do not like it. And it is painful to watch all those people kiss the butt of a murderer. I just don't like it. I'll be honest with you. I bet Art Acevedo will be there, looking on adoringly. They all just worship power. You know, those aren't just words. Attorney General, nobody else wants to say them. He's a murderer for shipping the thousands of guns into Mexico, knowingly killing people, including police officers. And he's a liar and he's committed perjury. But he ran the cover-up of Oklahoma City and ran the federal agents that we know were there on the ground, and we have their hotel receipts. And we carry the new film that just came out, A Noble Lie, that breaks it all down and has the interview with the mother of the cop that witnessed it all, Terrence Yakey, and the... head grand juror, Bobby Heidelberg, who was threatened with firearms by the FBI to stop calling witnesses. And a lot of people have been killed over this. It's not fun to get up here and say this person is involved in Oklahoma City up to his eyeballs. This is a scary person. And it's not that I'm even scared of him. I'm here calling him out on air. It's just that don't I get any little vacations. I mean, I am having a moral struggle right now. I do not want to go down to UT tomorrow. And I know you don't want to either. But, you know, we got to go down there. Man. I'd rather stick my hand in a blender when it's turned on than be around these people, man. Because when you know you're dealing with a killer and you know they think it's funny, and again, it's not even being around the killer that's the problem. It's watching the red carpet for them. It's watching the religious worship of the demon that I have trouble dealing with. Eric Holder coming to University of Texas tomorrow. Doors open at 5:15. I would imagine he's probably going to speak at 6 then. Notice they don't even say when he's going to speak. I guess his security detail doesn't want anybody knowing. Because after all, the American people are the terrorist. Coming up after the break, Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. Well, they've been doing it for decades. They love taking people like Congressman Hansen and others that almost got rid of the IRS. And they drove him around off and on for months till his feet all popped and exploded. And the bones were sticking out and rotted and got gangrene. I thought that was real funny. They made him defecate in his pants for weeks on end. That's the kind of people our government is, just murdering scum, absolute filth, directly out of the pit of hell. Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. White House removed language that would have protected Americans from Section 1031. How do we know this? The main sponsor of the bill, Carl Levin, has come out and said, don't blame us, Obama asked for this. That was kind of like, with Senator Dodd years ago, there was a provision in there. And then the government, the president criticized him, and he said, well, you asked for this. What was it? It was the provisions for immunity for the big banks in the stimulus package. And then Obama criticized Dodd and said he had added it. And then Dodd came out and said, here's the memo from the White House asking me to add it. Well, the same thing happened with Carl Levin. So there's no honor among these criminals either. And he has come out and said that it was Obama who required indefinite detainment bill to include U.S. citizens. I'll play that clip. And then who are the terrorists? Army post job for internment specialist following KBR call for FEMA camp subcontractors. On top of it, a new ad for domestic thugs and ghouls to run the little vampire facilities. And then I have that other stack of news where Homeland Security infiltrates Occupy Wall Street looking for domestic terrorists. Air Force working with local police in the Dakotas uses predator drones against citizens. They're now rolling out lasers, sonic cannons, and microwave guns against the American people en masse as the bankers literally rob everything, including everything nailed down, while jacking the food and water supply with poison and shipping guns into Mexico.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Seriously, I learned about Eric Holder coming to town, basically during a break. And so I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, when you got somebody that ran Oklahoma City, you got somebody shipping guns into Mexico, caught red-handed to blame the Second Amendment, as the memos say, this is a confirmed, super wicked, evil person. 8 federal agencies in federal court have had to admit they do ship drugs in, they do launder money. including they got all that sex trade stuff, including in kids. And he himself is just a pimp. He himself is just a minion. You got all these bankers removed from all the stuff they do. They got henchmen like Holder that are down there doing it all. It's just ugh. And he's going to come here and be honored. It's so disgusting. And the Republicans won't even go after him on Fast and Furious when he's caught red-handed, because Holder said a month ago, Bush was doing the same program. Drop it. And Issa said, yes, sir. Obama, it's up to you. That's the problem with corruption. Once you get them all corrupt at any level, none of them can stop each other from new levels of corruption because they're all in on it. And then it gets worse and worse and worse. Do you understand that? You can't play games with this. And I don't like having to get up here and expose murderers. They're dangerous. But you know what? The final equation, whatever, I'm in God's hands. Somebody has got to bring these people to justice because they're not going to stop. We're getting an article out at Infowars.com. Now, I mentioned this. This is our top story today. And as usual, I don't get to my top story until about an hour into the show. Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. Remember, the ACLU and others came out and said, Obama's going to veto it. And I said, wait a minute. They put out this letter. I have a copy of that. How does the president have the right to target killing of U.S. citizens? ABC News, his lawyers came out and said, we're going to veto this because we don't want Congress to even say they have power over law. When Congress makes the law, the president executes. I will launch wars. I will torture. I will kill. I will secretly arrest and kill U.S. citizens if I want, and I'm doing it. But the media let him have his cake and eat it, too. The media said he is a humanitarian. Really, here's Senator Carl Levin. After he got heat for this, he came out last week. This is on the Senate floor and broke this down, and it's in our article. Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. Here it is. The clip.
The senator is familiar with the fact that the language which precluded the application of Section 1031 to American citizens was in the bill that we originally approved in the Armed Services Committee, and the administration ask us to remove the language which says that U.S. citizens and lawful residents would not be subject to this section. Is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration that asked us to remove the very language which we had in the bill which passed the committee, and that we removed it at the request of the administration that would have said that this determination would not apply to U.S. citizens and lawful residents? I'm just wondering, is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration which asked us to remove the very language, the absence of which is now objected to by the senator from Illinois?
I'm familiar now because the senator from Michigan has shared that fact with me.
And then the other senator agrees. Okay, they're familiar now. Now, remember, so we couldn't stop this. They made it a debate about whether it affected U.S. citizens for 2 weeks and called me a liar. And they've still got mainstream newspapers I won't even respond to last week saying I'm a liar and Ron Paul's a liar. Headlines like false alarm over a detention bill. Oh, yeah. And then once they got it through, they go, you know what? The president was for it, and it's for you, and he's going to sign it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.